I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt is banning all public gatherings of more than 10 people without prior government approval. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the edict's language targeting houses of worship is particularly disconcerting.
A lot of the protests that have happened over the last few months have started at a mosque, and then they've gone out from the mosque. So that is, I think, why it specifically says that in the law. But obviously a church is a place of worship too, so we don't know what that's going to mean for churches.
The timing coming into the Advent season is awful. Join us in prayer. We'll link you at our website. Next, you probably have access to the Bible in your own language, but did you know that over 1,500 languages don't have any known scripture? Wycliffe Bible Translators treats this number as a challenge. Bob Creason, president of the organization, says,
"A few years ago, Wycliffe, along with many of our partners, committed to what we call Vision 2025, and that was to see a Bible translation project in process in every language needing it by the year 2025.
Because of these combined efforts, the process of getting the gospel out there is quickening. If you'd like to help this effort succeed, start at our website. And Worldwide Christian Schools is celebrating Legacy in Guatemala. Now, it all started with an idea in 1992 to share Christ with a K'iche' in a little town called Chuchimal. The local church wanted to provide access to quality schooling as well as access to the truth of God's love. This year, Esmirna School formally opened its doors to primary students. Those students will be the leaders in their communities within the span of a decade. Pray with them as they grow. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making impact for Christ in their own countries. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.